I am Jewish. If I marry my non-Jewish boyfriend, God forbid, would I be able to keep the laws of family purity with him? Sorry for the question, when I know I shouldn't marry a non-Jew, but I don't understand why religion should come in the way of love. Anonymous from London. First of all, family purity is only possible in a relationship that can be pure, that can be tahor. It's tahara samishpacha. And the relationship with a non-Jew, Jew and a non-Jew, can never be pure. It is forbidden, prohibited. It's not even a marriage. You can't, it's impossible for a Jew to marry a non-Jew. They can be living together, but there can't be any marriage. And their relationship, their physical relationship, is pure defilement. So there's no such thing as family purity, and going to the mikveh 1,000 times won't help. Why religion should come in the way of love? Love is not a physical, or just a physical attraction. Love is respecting and caring about the real needs of the other person. And living together with a non-Jew is not love by any stretch of the imagination. And one should have enough love for God and love for their religion and love for their ancestors who gave their lives to keep their religion. That love should be much more important to them than the love of an individual. If you really love that individual, then, and if he really loved you, he would respect the fact that there are many more important things in a physical relationship, and he would let you marry a Jew, and he would go marry a non-Jew. I hope that you come to your senses and end up marrying a Jew and having a happy and blessed and pure relationship and many, many children to carry on the Jewish heritage.